In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What is one act of mercy among so much need? Peter and John, there in Jerusalem, in a city full of cripples, healed one. Deaconesses, pastors, teachers, missionaries, lay people go from our congregations into a ministry of mercy among the world's millions of miserable people, one by one. What is that ministry of mercy that we have addressing a world, a creation that's groaning and travail? Peter and John show us here. They show us the way of mercy with misery. Mercy leads us to deeds of love and to words of love, the word of love. We've heard it this week. Peter and John were going up to the temple. A lame man asked for help. Peter said, "We don't have silver or gold, but I'll give you what I have in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up, walk." And the man walked and leaped into the temple, praising God. Healed after more than 40 years. Peter and John show us that our acts of mercy, our deeds of mercy, take place where we find the miserable. There were probably lame beggars at every gate to the temple, but this one was in front of them, and so they addressed him with mercy. Deeds of mercy, we reach out to others with whenever we find someone who needs mercy. They were on their way to a temple service. The man had been there 40 years. He would have been there after worship. But they stopped. They helped. And mercy deals with misery with whatever resources it has. Silver or gold have we none, Peter said. He healed the man. But it isn't always the miraculous gifts that we use to address the miserable. We can lift the miserable to a new type of living by a word of love, by listening, by caring. Peter and John had learned from their master. What greater example do we have than when Jesus, with his face set toward Jerusalem, knowing what was going to happen there, knowing the spitting, the mocking, the dying, the rising, he stops to answer the plea of a blind man. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. And so, mercy meets misery with deeds of love. But mercy also meets misery with the word of love. Peter and John here were addressing those who had put their Lord to death. And you can hear it as he starts. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a cripple, by what means this man has been healed, what an opportunity for some sarcasm." And yet, Peter and John address the miserable who didn't know they were miserable. The rulers, the chief priests, the elders of the temple. But they knew these others were miserable. Not this time with an affliction of the body, but with the age-old affliction of the soul that you and I also bear, that of sin, of wanting to be God ourself, of not wanting what God does for us. And so Peter goes on, "Be it known to you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well." What an opportunity to blast And yet, mercy's way with their misery is to speak the word of life to them. Is to say, this one who was healed in the name of the one whom you crucified. It's not so much a defense here as an attack on their misery. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, but which has become the head of the corner. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And so, mercy meets misery with the word of love. And the question in my heart, and perhaps for you this day, is that word of love on our lips as much as the deeds of mercy are evident in our lives? When we hit misery, sometimes in a way, and such misery that we can't explain it, we are quick somehow to say a word. Well, it will all work out in the end. We are quick to somehow say, well, we have to remember that there are others worse off than ourselves. We are quick to offer some word of, if you need anything, let me know. Is the word of Christ as easy on our lips, even parenthetically? We have what the world needs, and certainly what the miserable need. The word of what our Lord has done for us and how he walks with us even in the middle of that misery. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And by his word spoken to us again today enables us to do deeds and words of mercy. So, go. In his name, be merciful, and you will receive mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.